How are you today, Jessica?
I'm good. I'm really good. I just got back from a vacation, and so I'm feeling very relaxed and open, and it's nice. That doesn't usually happen for me on a Thursday.
Well,
Thursday
awesome.
Looks like, when can I get my hands
place.
On a margarita?
Okay, well, we'll hold off on that for just a little bit. And if it's okay with you, before we start our coaching session, I would love to get grounded. Are you open to that?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So just find a tall seat. Hopefully you're not driving. And soften the windows of your eyes as you begin to access your breath.
Okay.
And just check in. Notice how you feel and what you're bringing into the space, not only physically, but energetically and emotionally.
All right.
Take a very deep breath into your body. Open mouth, exhale, let it go. Again, inhale, fill your lungs completely, and exhale, sigh it out. So, thank you for that. Just so I may be clear with our roadmap today, what would you like to take away from this call?
Well, I am kind of wrestling with some thoughts about how to move forward with a organization that I do some volunteering with, and it's a museum. It's a science museum that I got involved with because I love what they do, and it's totally my passion about sort of what their mission was, and I provided my time to help them, you know, raise money for a campaign and do a lot of work. And I joined the board in actually a coaching kind of role to support their staff and kind of coach them to help them move forward with what they're doing in the museum. And the interesting thing is there's a big transition happening. You know, so much of the work that has been done has been about completing a capital campaign, raising money to build the museum, and then they constructed the museum. Now it's open, and there's this big shift that needs to happen where instead of engaging people to become potential donors, the museum is now looking at, you know, how do we continue to cultivate people that want to be partners of the museum? So we have donors that contributed to the building of the museum. How do we continue to work with them? And how do we attract new either donors or people that want to be involved with the museum and, you know, have a meaningful relationship? It's beyond just, you know, wanting to be able to keep asking them for money. We really want people to feel connected to the museum. And I'm trying to determine what my role is going to be in that new effort. I don't want it to feel like a job. You know, this is something that I volunteer my time with, and there's a whole staff of people that are going to be focused on executing this. But they've asked me to be involved and are looking to me to help set some direction, and I feel like I'm not sure what direction, I'm not sure, you know, what things are important there, or more importantly, sort of what role I want for myself to have in this, you know, new scenario. I was real clear when it was, hey, we need help raising money. Can you introduce us to people and kind of the fundraising side of things? And now I'm not real clear on what I want to be doing in this group now that the focus is on sustaining relationships and, you know, what that sustained relationship should look like.
Well, I first want to acknowledge that is just a tremendous success. Congratulations on all the work that you've done.
Thank you. It was like giving birth. It was so much work.
For the third time, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's just a lot of hard work, fundraising and putting this all together. So if I'm hearing you correctly, it sounds like there's a big shift happening, and you're trying to filter through the role that you would like to now play, sort of bridging the past donors with the new donors or the people that want to be involved with the museum. Is that correct?
That's right. That's a real clear recap of it. Absolutely.
Okay. Great. So if you had to create a scenario for yourself, knowing your strengths and your weakness, if you had to create this role that you could play in a coaching role or just continuing in the way that you have been with the museum, what would that look like?
Well, if I could create the role, it would be twofold. And one would be to support the employees of the museum and truly maybe coach them through any blocks that they might come up with in achieving their strategic goals for the museum. I don't know a lot about how they do their job, but I do have coaching skills, and when they have a block, like we don't know how to break into this industry, then I can use my coaching skills to help them move past that. So I feel like that's one that I can definitely do and I would like to do. The piece that is a little slippery, and it's funny because I never thought of it this way, but when you said knowing my strengths, what I would also like to do is maybe oversee the strategic planning of what this group does, but I don't think I have the skills to pull that off, and that's where my uncertainty might be coming from. The role I would maybe like to do, I don't know if I'm prepared to do. And so I feel like I'm at a block because I'm not ready to move forward because I wouldn't know how to do it.
Okay. And if I may dive a little deeper, is there some fear around taking on this new role? And if so, just brainstorm with me a little bit. Where do you think that fear is coming from?
Because I haven't done it on this scale before, and because it's someone else's, you know, a lot of people would be impacted if it didn't go well, I'm scared to take the helm because I don't want to screw it up. We've done so much work. And the person that led the Capital campaign was, you know, more seasoned than I, you know, as more junior member on the campaign strategy. So sort of the big decisions and the big ideas came from somewhere else. And I don't think that I'm ready to step into that role. And I'm the reason why I don't think I'm ready to step into that role is I don't have the confidence that I could do it well. So the fear comes from never having done it before and not wanting to screw it up.
Right. And I hear that really clearly. I also hear some judgment going on, because what I heard you say earlier, and you were talking about your strengths, and if you could come from that perspective, thinking about the strengths that you have, what would it take to build more confidence to be able to take on this role that it sounds like you're super passionate about?
Yeah, I am. I mean, my passion is a 10, and my confidence in my abilities is definitely not, they don't sit at the same level. Mm-hmm. I think, and this is, you know, exploring some things, because I haven't actually thought of it this way before, but if I had the skills and I had the confidence, then I definitely would move forward in this direction. And I'm, what's holding me back, I think, is the, you know, the want of some kind of mentor that could, that I could check in with, almost like a, you know, am I doing the right things? Have I covered all the right areas? Because I'll have blind spots that I haven't even thought of. And, you know, the only right way I'm going to learn that without a mentor is learning it the hard way. And I've done that before, and it certainly works, but it's, you know, it's more than my ego on the line. You know, there, I think if I had a mentor that I could rely on and really just check in on this stuff, or someone maybe that was leading in that position, and maybe they've done it before and we're, you know, we're equals, so I'm like co-chairing almost with that, then I would feel way more confidence that if I started going down the wrong path, you know, that that trajectory could be corrected before I got too far into it. And and this is the weird thing, you know, I know that I want to grow in that capability, and that the only way I'm going to grow in that capability is to do it. So the question is, you know, how can I insert myself into that role in a safe way that's good for me and good for the museum?
And so
I do. I want to become and grow my strengths there.
It sounds like you may have already answered this question, but something that's so big and so important, oftentimes we need to break it down and take some baby steps. So what is one baby step that you can take in the direction of becoming more confident and releasing some of the fear around this role that you want to take? Because oftentimes, even in my coaching practice, I have my own coach. We all have someone that we check in with no matter what we're doing. And so is there, you know, you can check in with me if there's someone as part of the museum who's got these skills that you would like to collaborate with. You know, what's one baby step that you can take to feel successful?
Well, I think, you know, two actually pop to mind right away, and one is meet with the executive director of the museum and really just kind of put it out on the table of, you know, this is what I'd like to do. This is where I feel like I'm not ready, and I think we've all been there when you're like, I don't feel ready, and they're like, no, you can do this. Mm-hmm. And maybe see if they know somebody that could you know, either collaborate with me or, you know, be that silent mentor that I could check in with, somebody who could groom me on the front and back end. But really, you know, it's more than just I have an open door. Maybe really I have a scheduled time where I'm going to meet with this person to make sure that I'm on the right track. And the other thing that, you know, so the executive director, I think, would give me some really strong guidance there. But the other thing that I have been wanting more of in my life, and this is nothing, you know, it's not about this agenda, but I've been wanting to, you know, really expand my network of the type of people I bring into my life that are doing the things that I would like to rise towards, right? I want my Oprah in my life. and that maybe it's worth exploring someone in a totally different nonprofit that does this role for their organization that I'm sure they would love to pass on the wisdom that they have. And if I found someone who had the time and the interest to really explore who could do that for me as a colleague in the same field, so that's separate from the museum and that's separate from the executive director. So it really is that outsider's viewpoint of what I'm doing. And you know, maybe use both of those resources, executive director and who they think could co-lead this initiative with me, and maybe also find a mentor that is outside of our space but in a similar field that could, you know, I could also check in. And with both of those resources, knowing that sometimes they're not going to both be available to me simultaneously, but at least if I had one, I would feel like I had that lifeline. It's my safety net if I'm going the wrong direction to kind of check in and bring things back on track. I think that would make me feel much more confident to take, almost like I can take the risk because I know someone's got my back. So, you know, it's a lot of pressure, I think.
Well, I just want to, again, acknowledge that you have been putting a lot of time and energy into exploring what this could look like for you. And I think it's really important to have someone on the outside that is objective to be able to keep you on track, like you say. And that's exactly what coaching does, is keep you accountable and move you in the direction of your agenda, of where you want to get to. I'm curious, though, as this parallels back to yoga, when you find yourself on your mat in your asana practice and you maybe get to a posture that you feel not as confident, maybe a little bit of fear, maybe struggling, what tools do you have in that moment that allow you to feel successful?
Well, I think that when it's just me on my mat and I'm going to, you know, go for, you know, some crazy manifestation of crow, or, you know, my feet are up over my head, my yoga teacher has always been so great at, you know, making sure I'm checked in on the alignment piece and let me know, you know, here's where the next step of progression will look and feel like, and if you look and feel ready to go ahead and move towards that. And so I guess that's where I feel like I am. I just haven't kicked my feet off the ground. So in yoga, where I'm not afraid to fail, because that just means kind of regrouping, starting over again, I think I put so much into it. You know, me failing, right, you just kind of regroup and start again, that it's probably, I'm not going to do everything perfectly in this new role. I am going to screw up, and that, sorry, I'm getting all emotional. I don't know if you can hear my voice, but the idea was
okay.
I was putting so much on it, like, oh, like of course I'm going to screw up. That's what I was so scared of, but that doesn't mean that it's going to bring down the house. It just means to regroup and come at it in better alignment and to keep moving towards that. And so what I would bring is the attitude of, I can't grow without, oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so sorry. I can't grow without letting myself be vulnerable to this failure, and that I can't run away from it. I need to kind of embrace that that's likely to happen. So,
wow.
I guess that's my
and
big aha
think
for the day. I've been trying
and
to
you came
figure
to
out ways I can put all these safety precautions in so that I don't fail. That's what my whole thing is, because, you know, me failing means I'm going to bring down other people with me. And so I think that, you know, with this new clarity of course I'm going to have moments where I fail, and that's a part of this process.
Exactly.
And
I just wanted to say
that the confidence to try, knowing that it's okay to fail sometimes and then to move forward in better alignment.
And our failures, if
we have to create a label around that are definitely our launching pads for increased growth and success. But mm-hmm. I wanted to also say that your tears are beautiful. You're just moving energy through your body, and it's maybe energy that needs to move. You know, you are a brilliant, confident, successful businesswoman, and you put a lot of pressure on yourself, and I just wanted to acknowledge all of the wonderful skills that you have, all of the successes that you have, and your drive to continue to bring the best of you to these organizations and these nonprofits that will allow them to continue to grow and thrive. So you've already done so much, and I want you to take a deep breath and just hear that and let that settle onto your nervous system. And know that whatever path you choose to take, taking baby steps and being vulnerable and being open, is your roadmap and your strategy towards continued success.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So right. We're just about time here to wrap up our call. I wanted to just hold you accountable to our conversation today, and if you could give me one thing in an I form, I commit to something, and we'll check in on it before next week's session. What sounds manageable to you?
I commit this week to speak with our executive director about me putting myself in this role and be very open about my expectations, about my capabilities, and what requirements I have to feel comfortable, and then explore whether or not that's something that they want to take on as well with me. So I will definitely, I commit to have that conversation with our executive director this week.
And how does that feel?
Great. I feel totally different than I did at the beginning, you know, sort of saying, oh, I'm ready for a job. I don't feel like I'm ready for it. So, yeah, it's a totally different mindset. So thank you. Thank you, Sasha.
You're welcome. And will you email me to let me know once you've made that call?
Yes, I will.
Or met with her. Okay. And then one final question before we wrap up. I just wanted to check in to see what was the most valuable for you today during our session?
You know, it's interesting. Real early in the conversation, you asked something saying, like, knowing my strengths and what you want to do, it really made me acknowledge and recognize that what my passion is and where my strengths are, that there was this, you know, it was incongruous, and that's what was really holding me back. And then the other piece, of course, the end when you said, so what happens, you know, what's different about or how you do that in yoga? It was very emotional, but that was a crystallizing moment for that, you know, it's okay to take risk, and it happens all the time, and that's where the growth happens. So that those two pieces were real meaningful.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jessica. I'll look forward to hearing from you and talking to you in about a week or so. So good luck with everything.
Okay, great.